When he finished, I laid there with a swollen head thinking, you're pregnant and you've got no place to go. You really have gotten yourself into something now. Our life together was a mockery of a normal relationship defined by abuse and fear, not love or even affection. Tina became the review star, but it was Ike who pocketed the money. She gave birth to their son Ronnie in October 1960 and took on mothering Ike's older sons, Ike Jr. and Michael. She and Ike finally married in Tijuana in 1962. As long as Ike was in down and dirty Tijuana, he wanted to have fun, his kind of fun. Guess where we went after we visited the Mexican version of a Justice of the Peace? To a whorehouse. On my wedding night. I've never told anyone this story because I was too embarrassed. Their fame grew, but Ike's abuse continued, and she felt helpless to leave. At my lowest, I convinced myself that death was my only way out. I actually tried to kill myself in 1968. I went to my doctor and told him I was having trouble sleeping. Right after dinner, I took all 50 of the pills he gave me. I was unhappy when I woke up, but I came out of the darkness believing I was meant to survive. In July 1976, after one of what she described as his five-day cocaine benders, Ike beat her for refusing to eat a melted chocolate bar. Tina walked out of the hotel they were in, ran across Interstate 30 to a Ramada Inn, and from there stayed with a series of friends. She ultimately took the kids and left permanently, appearing on TV, variety, and game shows to pay the bills. When Tina and Ike divorced in 1978, she recouped none of the money she had made for Ike. I told the judge, it's only blood money. I wanted nothing. I did have one request. I wanted to continue using the name Tina Turner, which Ike owned. I walked out of that courtroom with the name Tina Turner and my two Jaguars, one from Sammy Davis Jr. and one from Ike, and that's it. It seems so funny now. No money for food or rent, but two Jaguars. And considering my age, 39, my gender, my color, and the times we lived in, everything was strong wind against me. But you keep going. Her 1984 solo album, Private Dancer, made her a star again, winning her three Grammys. She sold out stadiums where her typical encore was a version of ZZ Top's Legs, a nod to the attention to her legs, to her bafflement, always garnered.